Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Hey, thanks everybody for joining us. We've got a jam-packed. Excuse me, full hour of Penn State football.
Full of facts. Jam-packed full of facts.
That is Bob Flounders. He's a Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Ross Tucker, the third member of our team. What is up with my voice?
I don't know.
Did you hear that? When I try to give that good...
I think you're just being a little hard on yourself. You sound fabulous.
Inflection. Okay, Ross Tucker, he'll join us shortly. I'm Andy Shea. So, Bob, how you doing? Back from Bloomington?
I'm good. Bloomington, Indianapolis is a fun city. That game turned out to be way too close for, I think, a lot of people's comforts. And it speaks to one of the issues that Penn State is facing, which I'm sure we'll talk about during the show. One of the many issues they're facing.
We kick off this week with Bob Sixpack for Saturday. Penn State hosts the Iowa Hawkeyes. Quarter number two is Tucker State, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. It is Ross's thoughts on that Indiana game and what it means going forward. Your questions, his answers, ask Ross. Brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. Lots of questions this week. And quarter four, we will preview the Nittany Lions home game with the Hawkeyes. Let's start for six for Saturday, Bob. Let's get a couple things out. Juwan Johnson, DeAndre Tompkins, Will Fries, three guys on the offensive side of the ball are, I guess, if
let's
you,
just say questionable.
Questionable, yeah.
I just think we're not going to ever get any clarity from James. So Juwan Johnson, for sure, looked like they took his helmet and didn't play in the second half.
Right.
You know, it's,
You can look for the helmet not being near the player.
Will Fries, I think he's been kind of hinting that he's been dealing with something, but Chaz Wright finished the game at right tackle. And I got to say, even if DeAndre Tompkins doesn't play, I mean, is it really that big of a loss? He almost fumbled twice. He's got seven catches. I mean, they were expecting a lot from him. He just hasn't delivered for whatever reason. I know that Trace has missed him a couple times, but I really thought he was a guy that could really, really, really have a breakout year.
It seems like Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz has this team exactly where he likes to bring a team that has lower expectations, has to build a little bit. They gave up two fourth quarter touchdowns late to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's their only loss. They've been killing cats. They have an identity. And he's on the verge of, with 149 victories, joining an exclusive club.
Yeah. There's only, I believe, four coaches with 150 or more Big Ten wins, including, which I did not know, I had to look it up, Amos Alonzo Stagg with the Chicago Maroons. I did not know they were a founding member of the Big Ten Conference, but Kirk Ferentz has 149. Woody Hayes is in there. Bo Schembechler's in there. Of course, Joe Paterno is in there.
Right.
Kirk's one win away, and I'll tell you what, if he gets it on Saturday, again, he's a Pennsylvania guy. It kind of lines up a little bit that way that, I mean, if it's going to be a significant win, it would probably be against somebody like Penn State.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd rather do it at home, but Iowa's lost four straight games to Penn State. Am I correct?
Correct. Yeah. One of the most interesting games I've seen was last year's game, the 21-19 game that Penn State won on the final play. A tremendous drive in front of a really, really boisterous Iowa crowd, 21-19. Iowa gave them all they wanted. And this Iowa team kind of snuck up on me. I really didn't think they would be – I thought that their losses would be significant. They lost the defensive back, I think, I think either in the first or second round was it Josh Johnson. Akram Wadley, a heck of a back who hurt Penn State last year a couple of times. They lost some good linemen. But, you know, you look at the numbers. You know what's really a quality win? I know it was early, but they held Iowa State to 3 points.
Yes.
And that's – not that easy to do. Iowa State, I think, owns some quality wins later. Maryland's not a great team, but they shut them out 23-0. They had Wisconsin in trouble. I remember watching that game.
Yep, they did.
They couldn't finish it. So we're going to see. We're going to learn a lot about Penn State, I think, on Saturday. I'm a little curious about the betting line, quite honestly. It surprises me. I would have made Penn State the slightest of favorites, and it's creeping up towards a touchdown.
Yeah, it is creeping up towards touchdown. So Kirk Ferentz has his team coming in to Penn State exactly where he likes it. Another thing that you're keeping an eye on is Trace's quest for 100 career touchdowns. And, I mean, I know he's on pace to get 1,000 rushing yards, but, man, I don't know.
Andy, if they keep running him 15 times a game, he's got a great shot. He just does.
He does.
It's the good and the bad of the quest. You're not really supposed to get 1,000 rushing yards in a season. If you're a quarterback, unless you're Lamar Jackson, because you're just
right.
Chances are during the course of the game, you're going to run 60 yards for a touchdown. Trace has really had to work for his yards, but I think I counted 57 carries the last three games. I know there was a bye week in there, but he is trending towards 1,000 yards with what he is averaging per game. He had another 100-yard game against Indiana. They needed him to do that, 107 yards on 19 carries. But now the water gets a little deeper against the Iowa defense and then against the Michigan defense. But Penn State's never had a quarterback run for 1,000 yards. Right. I believe Michael got the closest. But the way that their offense has gone this year, they've leaned on him a lot. He's been asked about it, Andy, and he said, I'm going to do whatever it takes for the team to win, which is exactly what you expect your fifth-year captain to say.
Exactly.
I don't know. Right. I just wonder at some point, I know not all of his carries are hard carries. He's been smart about sliding at times and getting out of bounds. I just don't know at what point, though, physically it impacts him.
Yeah, at 19 carries a game, And the defense is targeting him as the guy they're trying to shut down. That's a hard recipe to keep going against better defenses.
And the 100 touchdowns are accounted for touchdowns. So right. Rushing
and passing.
I don't think he's caught one. Maybe he has, but he's got 96. I'm not sure he's going to get that against Iowa, but if he's healthy, that's a pretty nice achievement to have as well. He's literally they put out a release every week, the Penn State release, and they have just a page devoted to it. It's like a chart. Of the Trace. Records Trace has or he's closing in on, and it's quite the list.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number one. He's Bob Flounders. I'm Andy Shea. We've got Bob's six-pack for Saturday. Chaz Wright, we both think will be the starter this week, most likely. What does that mean to you?
Iowa's got some really, really good defensive linemen. And when Chaz does struggle, it's usually with guys who have quick first steps.
Right.
There's two or three guys that Iowa has that they have a specialist that comes in just to rush the passer. He's got six sacks. They have three defensive linemen that are, I think, very, very good players. Nelson played good against them last year. I think he's number 98. Chaz started a lot of games last year, and he had some good games. But, it definitely bears watching against this Iowa front. I mean, if you're gonna target somebody on this Penn State offensive line, considering I think it is improved, he would be the guy.
The thing about you remember the Iowa game last year for the drive,
mm-hmm.
what Saquon Barkley did in that game and the touchdown pass. But what also sticks out in my mind is what happened at right tackle that game.
And yeah, how I think much Andrew Nelson was it? Andrew Nelson started the game and they pulled him.
They pulled him and then they put Will Fries in.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter who they put in there that I just remember the right tackle from that game and I'm wondering if it becomes an issue again this game. All right, a few more before we get out and welcome in Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape in quarter number 2. Trace McSorley has had You said they put out a long list, but he's got a couple guys behind him. Tommy Stevens finally got a little bit more involved in the offense.
Yeah.
And the two backups this week, at some point, you always have to think about it. I mean, 19 times a game he's running the ball on average.
They have it's just a curious stat that they have literally the perfect quarterback rating between them. I think it's a combined 5 for 5 or 6 for 6, 2 touchdowns, 218 yards. But the only reason I bring that up is I just feel like, the more this season goes on and the more I watch the way that Sean Clifford carries himself, I just wonder, eventually, there's going to be life without Trace McSorley, and I just wonder how James is going to handle the quarterback position. I don't know that anything is promised. I really don't.
I think Sean Clifford
has developed, and I do think that I think Tommy's going to have a fight on his hands.
I'm on record as saying that Penn State's quarterback in 2019 is Sean Clifford. That's Just
I like it. I like it.
I think he's...
Now, see, that's kind of a bold prediction. Yeah, that would be a bold prediction.
I said it in the spring before the spring game, and then after the spring game, I'm like, he's just...
But,
and I think Tommy Stevens' path to the NFL might be in the role kind of that he's in. You know, like the Saints are using that...
The Hill kid.
Yeah, the quarterback from BYU.
I actually thought a little bit about Trace McSorley in that role as well.
That's not bad either. But kid's big. Tommy Stevens is big, too.
My thing is, though, so they used... It was homecoming for Tommy against Indiana.
Right.
And they finally used him right. They used him in a couple different ways. They used him as a decoy. I think they faked it to him, and the middle of the field just popped wide open for McSorley to go 44 yards. I mean, you're not going to use him a lot, but... Right. You know, they didn't use him again in the second half. And I just, you know, it's, I just wonder, can we just expand it a little bit?
Let's do four quarters with it. All right. Iowa playing keep away is another thing you're going to be watching for Saturday.
Absolutely.
Third down, the defense has got to get off the field. Iowa's already proven itself to be good at it. I mean, in the Maryland game last week, you look at it and you're like 23-0. They stepped on the time of possession was 41 minutes to 19 minutes. It was ridiculous.
I think I'm going to talk about it later in the preview section. But you know, when you play 100 snaps, which is really
against a non-hurry up team,
you play 100 snaps and you look at some of the players that played a lot of snaps, and then you got to come against a physical team that it wants to run the ball, that can run the ball, that's been very good on third down. They're probably in third and short quite a bit. It's like, you know, it's like a heavyweight fight and body blows, and it's just. You know, we'll get Ross's thoughts on this, but I really think one of the keys to the game is going to be early. Penn State's defense has to get some three and outs early, because if Iowa keeps the ball for 35 minutes, I just don't know how much juice and how much gas is left in the tank of some of Penn State's more prominent defensive players.
Like right.
Etor Gross-Matos played a ton of snaps. They're playing Sharif Miller a lot. I think it's a real concern how Penn State's defense plays early in the game, because they're going to have fresh legs late, I think, against Iowa.
Sharif Miller played 69 of 100 snaps last week.
Etor that's ridiculous. Gross-Matos. It's just that's too many.
Played 56. How about these two numbers? Kevin Givens, 72 of 100. Robert Windsor, 68.
You know, that's
of 100.
A whole game in some games. That's literally the whole game. You just can't. I know that they've had some issues there, but we're now in the eighth game of the season, and they've really never fixed the problem that James Franklin had at the top of his list, and that was defensive tackle depth for whatever reason.
Yeah, it seems not only the depth, but it seems like they're having to play the starters so much that they're just getting worn out. So, all right, that'll do it. For quarter number one from the Labatt Blue Studio, Ross Tucker joins us for quarter number two. For Tucker's Tape, we'll talk about the Indiana game and what he took away and what it means going forward. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.